This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Once again, we are speaking with Lori Nerona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, and licensed esthetician since 1997, and an educator for Oncology Spa Solutions. Skin wellness is her passion, and today we are discussing acne. Statistics show that 50 to 60 million people in the USA are affected by acne every year. Hopefully you're not one of those who suffer with it, but if you are, we certainly have some helpful information for you today. Lori, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's great to be here.
And you're more than welcome, Lori. So tell us, and a great place to start, what exactly causes acne?
Well, I wish there were a simple answer, but acne is caused by several different factors. There are four primary ones that we address specifically when we're working with someone who has acne. The first one, of course, is inflammation. Inflammation can be both local and systemic. So in other words, you can have the redness or the hot inflammation from a blemish, or you can also have the systemic inflammation, which comes from diet and stress and exposure to environmental pollutants. You can also have acute inflammation, and you can have chronic inflammation. So some people will have acne that's just kind of always there. It's always a little bit red. It's always hot and inflamed. And then they can also have the chronic inflammation. I'm sorry, that's more chronic inflammation. Or they can have the acute inflammation, which is, you know, you go to bed at night and you wake up the morning and you have a third eye, you know, blemish. So that's acute inflammation. Both of them will play into the whole process of acne. So actually studies have shown that acne starts with inflammation. Most people think it's bacteria, and it's not. Bacteria does play an important role, but it's inflammation that starts the whole cascade. The second most important factor in acne is what we call retention hyperkeratosis. And in a simple way to remember that is sticky skin. So basically, in a healthy skin, skin cells should slough off at a rate of 1 to 2 cell layers per day. In other words, like fine dust. In an acne-prone skin, which is genetic, they shed at a rate of 5 to 7 layers per day, and they shed in clumps or sheets. So it's not that fine exfoliation. It's like a sticky exfoliation. Plus, they have a tendency to hold together more. So like I said, the little clumps or sheets, and so hence the sticky skin. Then there's oil production. So oil, most people are aware of, you know, oh, I have an oily skin, or I feel like I'm shiny in the middle of the day. But oil production can be from both internal factors, but aggravated by external factors. Hormone levels actually influence oil production. So anything that influences hormones may also influence the acne indirectly. For example, stress. High levels of stress produces cortisol, adrenaline, and testosterone, among other things. But androgens like testosterone directly stimulate the oil glands in the skin to produce more oil. And that's where we have a problem. So first I'd like you to visualize the pore. There's about 250 pores per square inch, and at the base of that pore, there's a sebaceous gland, and the oil gland actually produces oil that sweeps dead cells up to the surface of the skin and provides an acid mantle. The problem comes when the dead skin cells collect and the oil can't sweep them out, and it creates what's called a microcomedone, also known as a blackhead. Now, this process takes about 3 months to form, and it's not until that microcomedone has been formed that that's when the bacteria actually get involved. Bacteria actually love that little space, and they start to replicate. And when they do, that's when the immune system kicks in and goes, whoa, you're not supposed to be here, comes in, and boom, you have a pimple. So it takes quite a long time before the bacteria can even play a part. So that's a little bit better picture of what's going on with acne.
And that certainly is some very helpful information in regards to acne and what causes it. So would it be safe to say that clearing acne involves more than just washing your face 2 times a day?
Oh, you betcha. Recent research, as I said, has shown that the inflammation starts the entire acne cascade. You really, it triggers the retention hyperkeratosis or sticky skin, and it's intricately tied to the oil production. And the bacteria aggravate the inflammation, and the whole vicious cycle continues. Washing your face is not going to stop that inflammation. Washing your face alone is not going to stop that retention hyperkeratosis. You really need to reduce the inflammation at the core, and that's how you reduce the acne. It may not be enough, however, to clear the acne. We find that most people actually need topical care as well. As an example, I have a great client who followed a very strict gluten and dairy-free anti-inflammatory diet for several years before she came to the clinic. She was able to improve her condition, but she still had severe cystic acne. She is clear now, by the way.
And that certainly is an eye-opener and good to hear the final result there. Now, what are some of the ingredients someone should look for in a good acne product?
So some of the ingredients that we like to use include salicylic acid, benzoyl peroxide. Benzoyl peroxide is actually a wonderful, wonderful product. You just have to use it properly. See a professional. We'll show you how to do it. Mandelic acid, which is it's actually derived from almonds, but there's no almond proteins in it whatsoever. And I have a lot of clients who are allergic to nuts that use mandelic acid with no problem. And vitamin C, topical vitamin C, not internally, and phosphatidylcholine. There's a bunch of others, but those are really the ones that you really want to look for. Really, a truly effective acne program will address all 4 causes of acne, and it will adapt to the changing skin condition. In other words, it will get progressively stronger until the acne is completely gone. So if you're using a product that's, you know, sort of one size fits all, here you go, use this, you know, twice a day, it's probably not going to clear the acne.
Today, once again, we are speaking with Lori Nerone, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, and licensed esthetician here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Lori, to continue on, anything that we should avoid?
Yeah, there's quite a few really bad, we call them pore cloggers, and they're ubiquitous in home care products. It's amazing, actually, how Google University has told people that coconut oil is great for acne. I'm here to tell you, as an acne specialist doing this for 20 years, it is not good for acne. It will make your skin way worse. It might improve it temporarily, but I guarantee you it will increase that microcomedone formation that takes 3 months. So 3 months down the road, your skin will be an absolute disaster. So coconut oil, argan oil, which again is promoted as a great acne product. Some unusual things you'd see if you read your labels, isopropyl myristate, polyglycerol 4, Loris 4. You can find a list of comedogenic ingredients on our website.
Lastly, and you've shared a lot of information here today and all of it most helpful, can you give us an action plan, a place to start if we're dealing with acne? Anything that you could share in those regards, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Number one, I would say avoid dairy and sugar. So definitely skip the milk and cookies at night. Fish oil and zinc supplements have actually been shown to reduce the inflammation in acne. Get more sleep and manage your stress because that will significantly affect your hormones. Eat more bitter foods like dark green leafy vegetables and take your bitter herbs like dandelion. Definitely that anti-inflammatory diet is really going to help. Check your home care for pore clogging ingredients, and things that you might not think about can contribute as well. For example, fabric softeners and tissues with lotion, they contain isopropyl myristate, and that's a pore clogger. So if you're very acne prone, it's not going to be helping you at all. But I could go on and on about acne. It's something I'm very passionate about.
And it certainly does come out in your message, no doubt about that. Well, Lori, we always enjoy having you and definitely want to give you a chance to share any closing thoughts, a closing remark or takeaway or a final tip here today for the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we have our clients do is ice their skin. So twice a day, take an ice cube and just run it quickly over the skin. Do not hold it in place, but run it quickly over the skin. And do that for about 2 to 3 minutes, particularly on the areas where it's inflamed. That helps immensely to reduce the localized acute inflammation. Also, don't perform bathroom surgery, we call it. It's, and I know you know what I'm talking about, right? It's a great way to give yourself permanent scars. And really, you know, find yourself an esthetician, acne specialist who actually understands acne. Not all estheticians do. And really, there's just no need to suffer with acne anymore. We really can help.
Again, Lori, before you go, where can listeners get all the details on your practice and how could one be in touch as well?
They can check out some of our information on our website at www.veriditas.skincaretherapy.net. And also visit us on Facebook at Providence Skin.
As always, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation. Thanks so much for being with us here today.
I'll see you soon.
It sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with, once again, Lori Nerona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, and licensed esthetician since 1997, and an educator for Oncology Spa Solutions. And for further details, visit OncologySpaSolutions.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.